This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Indian economy is projected to grow at 7.5% in 2024, the World Bank has said, revising its earlier projections for the same period by 1.2%. According to the World Bank's most recent South Asia Development Update, the overall growth in South Asia is forecast to be strong at 6% in 2024, driven mostly by robust development in India and recoveries in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. According to the report, South Asia is expected to remain the fastest growing region in the world for the next 2 years, with growth projected to be 6.1% in 2025. At least 7 people were killed and more than 700 injured by a powerful earthquake in Taiwan. An earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale hit Taiwan's eastern shores today, triggering tsunami warnings in the region. The United States Geological Survey, USGS, said the quake had a magnitude of 7.4, with its epicenter 18 kilometers south of Taiwan's Hualien city at a depth of 34.8 kilometers. The director of Taipei's Seismology Center, Wu Chen-Fu, said the earthquake is felt all over Taiwan, an offshore island, and it is the strongest in 25 years. According to initial reports, multiple buildings have partially collapsed in Hualien and are showing leaning at precarious angles. Authorities said dozens of people remain trapped in buildings. The tremor triggered tsunami alerts in southern Japan also. Chinese state media said tremors were felt in parts of China's southeastern Fujian province. India-Taipei Association has issued an emergency helpline numbers for getting any assistance and clarification regarding earthquake in Taiwan. The emergency number is 0905-247906 and the email ID is ad.ita@nea.gov.in. The association has requested the Indian nationals living in Taiwan to follow advisories issued by the local authorities. BJP has served legal notice to AAP leader and Delhi minister Atishi over her claim that the BJP had approached her to join the party. Briefing media today, Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdev alleged that Atishi is lying and allegations are baseless. He also alleged that it is in AAP's nature to lie. Mr. Sachdeva said she was given time to apologize, but she didn't apologize and the defamation notice has been sent. Atishi had yesterday claimed that the BJP approached her to join the party. Congress leader and sitting MP of Wayanad parliamentary constituency Rahul Gandhi will file his nomination papers today. He will lead a roadshow from the bus stand premises at Kalpetta and will be accompanied by party general secretaries Priyanka Gandhi, K.C. Venugopal and other party leaders. LDF candidate Annie Raja of the CPI will also submit her nomination papers today. NDA candidate and state president of the BJP, K. Surendran, who is also contesting from the constituency, will file his nomination papers tomorrow. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has said that it is making every effort to provide school books on time. In a social media post, it said about 33 lakh books of classes 1, 2, 7, 8, 10 and 12 have been printed and delivered to bookshops. NCERT said the new syllabus books for classes 3 and 6 will be published this month and in May. It said books for classes 4, 5, 9 and 11 will be available in the market this month. NCERT requested all students and parents to be patient and not get worried. Government is taking all necessary steps to ensure that the electricity demand in the upcoming summer season is met. Power and New and Renewable Energy Minister R.K. Singh held a series of meetings in this regard, emphasizing the need for ensuring zero load shedding during the summer season. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that heat wave conditions will prevail over parts of Karnataka, Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry till the 6th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.